football on Off the Ball.
Our ever-present Boston Lowell is at the back once again. Stoke had a brilliant victory at the weekend away to Southampton. They've started the season excellently, as has Boston, considering he's been in the team for the last few weeks.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off the Ball Rugby.
Hi Scott, how are you?
How are you doing?
I'm very good. So to start with, 7 changes. Are you confident that you're going to be able to kind of retain a certain level of consistency from last weekend, and that you haven't maybe changed too much?
Absolutely. I think there's always a balance to strike to these occasions. I think we've mentioned more times than anyone would care to remember how we compete in training. The girls that come in are fully ready. They've fully competed their way in. They've earned their spot. And I think we've got the blend right of team and physical capability across the board to get our best game out there against Spain.
What would you say to the suggestion that making 7 changes from one game to the other when you can lock in a quarter final this weekend, that some people might think that there's half an eye towards New Zealand next week?
Not internally. We did absolutely right. This is our first chance to nail that quarter final position. We're absolutely gunning for it. We've been gunning for it in training, which is why it's important that people have been and had the opportunity to be allowed to compete for this position. So we think that there's a couple of tactical changes which gives us slightly different things to what we showed against Japan. Now it's just about getting the job done at the business end.
When it comes to scrum half, that's a position you've regularly changed. Emily's the only person who's kind of been consistently in those match day 23s across the last 12 months. How do you strike the balance between keeping those players on their toes but also not having people disillusioned because maybe they don't know where they stand?
Do you know what? So the players do understand where they stand. We have a great relationship with the three of them. We're really strong at scrum half. We've got some unbelievable players, each one slightly different, which is why we're picking to get our best performance out there against Spain. The conversations that go on behind closed doors stay behind closed doors, but they're good conversations. The girls understand what we're trying to achieve and how we're going to achieve it. So yeah, I think as a group trying to keep them all playing to their potential to add to what we're trying to achieve is an important thing.
And a question for both of you. I might go to you, Sam, first, but Linda Dugang, 50th cap this weekend, like an incredible moment for her. Can you just talk about her importance, her value in the team and how she's kind of grown as a player over the years you've known her?
Yeah, I think it's the first 50th cap since I've been involved, which is amazing. Linda's been such a cornerstone of this team, the passion she plays with on the pitch. We all sat in the team room the days are gelling into each other now, but we saw her interview with the BBC and, like, you know, tears in her eyes, like she's been through a lot. She just plays with her heart in her sleeve, and yeah, I'm really, really, really proud to see her get her 50th on Sunday and be right behind her the whole way.
Thanks,
guys. Linda's an amazing story, a truly unique, amazing story that has layers that we don't probably all understand, but she is an incredible person. She's an incredible player. She can play both sides of the scrum. Her level of robustness and resilience over, I think she's only missed one game in all her caps. So an incredible feat of endurance, of getting better all the time, and like she's right at the centre of what we are now and where we've come from and where we're trying to go. So I'm delighted. I messaged you the other day to say I'm so proud to see you get to this space, and I think it's the first 50th I've been involved in the Irish colours as well. So it's a unique opportunity for us. It's a unique occasion, and hopefully we get a performance out there to do this milestone proud.
Saturday on BBC coverage, I think it was between Wales and Scotland.
Yeah,
it was.
To be honest, we weren't even expecting. We had all sat because we were watching the game. It was the replay of the game, and we were sat there, and like eyes were just glued to the telly. We were all like, and then Linda wasn't in the room, but afterwards we all spoke to her about it, and yeah, like, we all know her story, but she spoke so incredibly well. And yeah, just so honored to be playing alongside her, and she's such an inspiration to, you know, any girl growing up.
Yeah, she sure is. Just going back to the changes, Scott, were any of those kind of injury related, like it did or
anything? The short answer is no. We came through in fine health. There's always this blend and balance where if we got to get our best game out there, we want to achieve the quarter final at the first possible opportunity, and that's this weekend. So there's a job that we've got to get done. In terms of like the tricky piece, Adele, there's a bit where, you know, she missed the first warm-up games coming back in, actually went pretty deep in the game against Japan. We've got an opportunity to get Claire Bowles into the jersey, and she's been training the house down. So we get an opportunity to manage and look after. We get an opportunity for a player that's more than earned their right to start this game.
So last week was all about getting a fast start. You mentioned there might be some kind of tactical kind of things with the new players brought in. What should we look for this weekend then?
Oh, look, clearly it's an advantage to get out of the blocks. We want to get our game going and impose our game as quickly as we can. We know that Spain are a mobile team. They have a strong background in sevens and have actually been growing, haven't they, in the sevens space. So we know that we want to be mobile. We want to create physical challenge. So in terms of what we're trying to achieve out of the game, we want to get our game going early. We want to get on top of them, and we believe we picked the right squad to do that.
Sam, just good one to you. Spain, like, you played a big part of your, you know, you made your debut against them in 2021. That was the, you know, yourself and Adele with the co-captain when you won the WXV3 title then in Dubai. Just explain what's that like, and is there that kind of revenge thing coming into this one from 2021, or is that kind of even past all that?
No, not particularly. I think each time we played them, we've, you know, evolved as a squad. It was great to get that reconnection in WXV. Like, we had some really tough times, and then we came together before WXV, and it was a great competition for us to get our game out there and reconnect as a squad and build that foundation. I've been lucky enough to play alongside some of the Spanish players, Laura Delgado, Finland, that Gloucester. We just got with her, and we were going through probably a similar space. We both hadn't qualified for the World Cup. We just joined Gloucester Harpoon together. She's a fabulous person, you know. It's going to be such an honour to play against her. I know she's captain of the side, and she's announced her retirement after this competition. So, they have some exciting players. They've evolved since then as well, as have we. So it's going to be an exciting game, and yeah, they're definitely not to be underestimated.
I'm just curious on that kind of 2021 game. Has that, like, psychological, because there's been a lot of talk this week around, do those demons come back up on the pitch when you know you had a big moment against them in 2021? Has that psychological element come up at all this week? Has that been talked about, or is it just kind of it's focused on the now?
Not necessarily. Look, there's a lot of players in that competition that are here now. I think if anything, that's always fueled us to be better than we were, and never to leave any stone unturned. We've gotten a lot of experience over the last couple of years in this squad. We've performed in some big games, which can give us confidence, but we know on Sunday that we are going to have to work as hard as we can to get that performance out there.
Okay, and just Scott, on the team, I'm curious about Nancy in the subs. We've seen her at 13 for Ireland, we've seen her at 13 a lot for Exeter. Is she someone that can cover multiple positions just with the way you've got Enya and then Nancy as well?
Absolutely. This is an opportunity. Nancy's more than a shot to come into this group. She's a great player. She runs a great hard line. She's got unbelievably good hands. So yes, she can cover. She can cover either of the centre positions. So we view this as a chance to add to our performance. She's got some bits that we think can trouble teams as we go through the competition as well. So for me, it was a really important piece to get her into the competition and get her on the pitch. We think Spain are pretty strong in the centres. They got some good players out in the back. So I think by stacking the bench with centres, it gives us an opportunity to get on top of them in the initial part of the game and then and do a good job when our finishers come on.
And does her sevens experience come into that at all? Because you're facing obviously a backline full of sevens players, or is it?
To be honest, we recognise it, but we understand that Spain have got to deal with our game. You mentioned the past, and you went back to 2021, the last time we played Spain at WXV 3 out in Dubai. We were successful, and you know we got ourselves 10 points behind at half time and managed to come back to that. So I think Spain are going to, as much as we look at them, it's about our game, it's about getting our best performance out there. I think we've got some capabilities across the group which will give Spain a lot of problems as well.
Okay, and just lastly on Molly, is there anything you are trying to, like, will she bring anything different to the game as opposed to Avine last week? Is there a reason for her in that nine position rather than, or is it just a rotation?
So each of the nines are subtly different. I thought Avine was outstanding last week.
Yeah.
And Avine's laid down a really strong marker for the rest of the competition. What you get with Molly, Molly's the strategist of the nines, and so her blend of game in terms of identifying space, tempo up, tempo down, when to play, when not to play, and so she gets a chance to put her best game out there this game. Emily's been doing a great job training the house down this week again, and Emily will come on and impact the game. So as the three of them, we kind of are in a really fortunate position where we can call on their chosen super strength, if you like, and then we get to choose how we tactically deploy that. What do we want the start of the game to look like? What do we want? We want the finishing section of the game to look like. So Molly understands what we're after from her. Emily understands what we're after from her when she comes on. Avine set a really high bar from the start, and you hear me talking about it in training. The girls now get to compete and get to experience. We'd have got to this game then, and all of them would have experienced World Cup rugby.
Amazing. Thank you.
Can I just come in with one question on the usual question on Eva Waver?
Oh, why not? Why not? I've been waiting for this.
And just give us an indication, maybe, like, what sort of training has she been doing this week? What kind of elements has she been taking part in?
So last week the update was that she joined us, and it was an absolute pleasure saying we're here as a 32. She's now back on pitch. So she's fully supported in terms of individualised rehab support that's travelled with her. She's involved in aspects of training. As we go through last week and continuing to this week, we're starting to dial that up. So as we sit here now, all bets are on for next week. How we choose to deploy that, we'll keep checking in day by day, as we've always said. But fair play to her, she's tracking really well. She's in the space that we want to. We all want to see her play. The nation wants to see her on the pitch, and hopefully we're getting closer to that.
So, last week again on Sunday.
Do I say?
We'll ask you again.
Yes, absolutely. Why not?
Sam, how would it mean, like, to make the quarterfinals this weekend, like, to book that place this weekend?
Yeah, look, it means the world to us as a squad. We've all worked incredibly hard. There's been a lot of sacrifices, setbacks. So, yeah, to do it for everyone that's been along with this Green Wave as well, for the people at home, the families that have seen us go through them tough times, the good times, that have been there through everything. Yeah, it would mean a lot to us, and just being able to put that jersey in probably the best place it's been in the last 11 years. So yeah, really looking forward to it. It's an exciting time, but again, as I said, our main focus at the minute is on Sunday, and yeah, going out against Spain.
And how good was it to get the nod for a start this week?
Yeah, I'm really excited. It's a huge opportunity to get a first start in a World Cup, so I'm just going to grab it and enjoy every moment.
Do you feel like coming off the bench last week, getting a win under the boards, just on a personal level, you've been able to kind of ease yourself into the tournament?
Yeah, definitely settled the nerves a little bit last weekend, coming off the bench, I suppose, when the girls had done such a good job already. So, yeah, it's definitely eased me into the tournament, but I'm really looking forward to this weekend and kind of what we can bring.
Did it feel the build-up and maybe the nerves going in last week, did it feel much different to 12 months ago preparing for Paris?
Yeah, I think For me, it was obviously, I was coming from a different perspective. I was on the road back from an injury, so I wasn't fully back in training when we were preparing for Paris, but I think this time around, I've really enjoyed it because I've been able to fully immerse myself, be really competitive in training, and put my hand up to grab a shot at a jersey. So yeah, it's been different for me this time around, and I've really enjoyed it. So I'm just looking forward to what's to come for the next couple of weeks.
What has the messaging this week been around trying to lock in that quarterfinal spot with a week to go, and maybe not kind of getting carried away with what happened last week?
Yeah, to be fair, I don't think we're actually too kind of focused on the fact that this will secure quarterfinal. It's more focused on the game itself. We know what Spain can bring. They've got a good sevens background. They've got some pacey players. So we've identified that and we know what we can kind of bring. So we're really looking forward to it, in terms of we know that if we put our best game out there, we can do really well. And that will ultimately secure a quarterfinal. But I think the main focus is actually on Spain and the game itself.
We've been talking to Scott just there, and something we've spoken about a lot ourselves. He has a habit of making a lot of changes. He's a hard man to predict. How does that keep you on your toes week in, week out when it comes to selection, trying to figure out who's getting a nod?
To be fair, I think we're always kind of kept on our toes in terms of competing against each other, because the space that we're in at the moment is we've such a competitive team that there's no out-and-out player for each position. It's really competitive, so I think we know that it's going to change week on week, whether it's seven changes or one change. You're always kept on your toes. So I guess going into this weekend, we all knew that, you know, after a game, the slate is wiped clean and everybody's competing again for that spot. So yeah, it doesn't change it too much for us, to be fair. We know what he's like. So yeah, it's competitive, but it's really good.
And just lastly then for me, Linda making her 50th cap this weekend, huge moment for her. Is there anything you can tell us that we don't know about Linda, that we, you know, an impression that we might have of her on the pitch that you might know a little bit better off the pitch?
Linda is incredible. She's been such a stalwart for Irish women's rugby, and she's lethal crack. She's a good old dancer when you get her going as well. So she is just incredible, and she's such a good person as well. And I think 50 caps is such a huge moment, especially in female sport at the moment. So for us to be able to surround her and celebrate her in an incredible way this weekend is something we want to do. So hopefully we can go out there and get the win for her, and make 50 caps really special.
Will she make a debut on the TikTok for 50 caps?
She mentioned that in the gym the other day, so we might have to get her into one.
I have to ask now that you're here. You're at 18K. Are we going to see the fleeces?
To be fair, I'm going to put that down to Canterbury. You're going to have to ask them. They have said they're on the way.
They have? Okay.
They have confirmed that they are on the way. I don't have a date. I don't know what's going on there. We're just stalwarts for the fleece.
It must have been class for you, though. Like, sudden explosion almost. I know you had a good following before, but this is...
Yeah, it was... Honestly, it's just been a bit of crack that we really didn't expect to expand this far. There was a girl last weekend at the game with a sign saying release the fleece, which I was like, what is going on? But no, honestly, it's just been a bit of crack. Like, we work so hard on the pitch that any of our time off the pitch, we just chill, and we just show our personalities and the side of us that people probably don't get to see on the pitch. And TikTok happens to be a craze at the moment that we're just kind of jumping on the bandwagon with. So when we were doing those videos, we never expected this to go viral and people to be wanting this fleece released, but here we are.
And you do a lot of kind of TikToks saying like Elena Mar, like not copying her but like relating to her. Mm-hmm. Is she someone you kind of look up to in that space? Is that a platform you would like to replicate, or are you putting your own spin on it?
Honestly, I'm actually not even thinking that.
Fair enough.
Just a bit of crack. But Lo is unbelievable. Like, she's done such a good job for women's rugby, in terms of spreading the word and getting new fans who never like would even be into sport into rugby. And to be fair, we've seen the same as well. Like, we had a couple of comments and DMs the other day saying that they started watching the World Cup because of our TikToks, and we were like. That's gas.
Yeah.
You'd never expect that to happen. Like, so if it's the case that a few little TikToks here and there can get new fans and people on board at women's rugby, like, it's something that we'll do. But yeah, we actually really don't deep it that much. We're just having a bit of crack.
The way to be, I'd say. Just lastly then, I'm curious, was there kind of a sense of comfort this week that you were in the same place again? You knew the training ground, you know the hotel. Has that helped kind of preparing for this weekend?
Yeah, it definitely has. Like, we obviously had the advantage of our day after the match. We weren't travelling somewhere else, so yeah, getting on a bus for 3 hours. So we had the day off around here and could do whatever we want. And it was just very chill. And I suppose when you know your surroundings, it's a lot more comforting. And to know a pitch as well, like, and the how big the stadium is and stuff like that, it is a lot more comforting. So we definitely have benefited from that. And that's probably why you see more TikToks, is because to do after 2 weeks being with the same people, you're kind of going, okay, what next? So, yeah.
Any golf? Have you played any golf?
I actually haven't played yet. Yeah. I play every now and then, but I haven't played this course yet. But I know a few of us have, and there's some good golfers, some okay golfers from the sounds of it. So yeah.
Cool. Thank you.
Just two questions for me. Just in terms of the wingers, like, I really feel like we've seen a lot more involvement from them, like even from Bailey with the restarts. And your try in particular, the second one against Canada, like, you know, we hear talk about the men's game, you know, more involvement from the wingers. Is there that sense now that the wingers are getting more involved? Like, you know, you can turn up anywhere?
Yeah, definitely. I think kind of Scott has said that, like, he wants his wingers on the ball as much as they can. So yeah, you might see us popping up in different spots, but yeah, we're kind of, we have our game plans, we have our structures, but it's definitely, we like to use our backs just as much as our forwards now. So yeah, it's been really good.
And just on your, obviously so important that injury that time, how do you feel kind of your kind of sevens experience has helped shape you now on the 15 stage?
Yeah, sevens is a huge part of my career. And has started my career essentially. So I think it's been a huge benefit, I think, coming into 15s. I love sevens, I really enjoyed it, but I feel like I've kind of found my feet in 15s now. So it's definitely been a benefit to me, and I've really enjoyed the last kind of year, I suppose, leading up to here. So now it's kind of just embracing the moment and taking my shot when it's given to me.
So would you feel 15s would even open your talent up even more, like that you have more to give? Obviously, it's longer game and all the rest of the
Yeah, I think I've definitely developed a lot more as a player in the last probably 3 to 4 years than I had in my first couple of years. But I suppose it was a very different time where I was given a contract after playing rugby for 6 months, so I didn't really know what rugby was, so it's very different. But I think where I'm at the moment and the coaches that I've had that have honed in on probably like the things I can bring to the game, Scott is definitely one of them. He's seen a lot in me and he's given me the opportunities to go out and show what I can do. So I'm looking forward to doing that again this weekend.
Linda, 50 caps, congratulations. First of all, how special does it feel to be hitting that mark on an Irish jersey?
It feels amazing. To be honest, I haven't really thought about it until this week. it's unbelievable. To be honest, when I started rugby, I never dreamed of this. Yeah, for me, it's even beyond a dream because I never really imagined that I reached this milestone. Every game, every jersey, I just try to do my best. But it is, for me, just means so much more for the girls on this squad knowing that, you know, is you can get there too. I don't think I have really played with someone that gained like 50 caps. So for them, for me to be able to be that role model for them, and there's not really words, to be honest. Like, it's amazing, but I know that we have a job to do against Spain, so it makes it even more special. But yeah.
Is there anything in particular your teammates have done around it to, I suppose, create a sense of occasion for you, or is that something that will happen later in the week?
Yeah, I think it'll happen later in the week. I don't know. Yeah, I'm still really.
That's a secret thing.
Yeah. I don't know. It hasn't really been. Really, I think we've just been so focused on the game and just really getting all everything right for Sunday, because it's such a big game for us. I think we definitely celebrate, but it'd be even more special after the game.
Has there been a moment in your career where you felt, I don't want to say comfortable, but just kind of where you, a moment where you realised that you're up to this level as someone who came to rugby very, very late?
Definitely not. I don't think that there's one moment I ever felt really comfortable with that. I think I never want to feel like I settle or comfortable. I think with each training, with each selection, you work really hard to put your hand up for selection, because as we all know, rugby is such an unpredictable game. So for me, that's really never really been on my top. Even like I was talking to you, and then you were telling me how, like, what I only miss, like, talking to Ryan, and he was outside, he was like, you only miss one game out of when I got my first cap in 2019, and I only miss one game, and I've been playing since now. So for me, I didn't know that. I didn't know that I only missed one selection, and since I started. But I never really, because it's never really been on my mind. I think I go with each training, with each selection, with just like, just really that hope that you get selected. You, each training, you really want to work twice as hard. And each game, to be honest, like I always train like I'm on the bench and I want to get on the starting team. And that's what I always do, and we always continue to do. But it's nice to be reminded of your achievement, because I don't really tend to look at it.
And just finally for me, do you have many family or friends coming over this weekend, or have been over last week?
Yeah, I had Bernard coming. He's my surrogate mother's son, so like my brother to me. But no, it really hasn't really been. I think I just celebrated with the girls. I think the journey started with them, and this milestone deserves to be celebrated with them. And hopefully my family, they understand it's a big milestone. It's big, but yeah, I celebrated with the girls.
Linda, what kind of... what you did, your journey over here, like coming from Cameroon, taking up rugby late, what kind of message do you think that sends to other kind of young girls in which you see what's possible?
I think for me, even I aspire myself, you know, to even reach this milestone. It shows me what I'm capable of, and what that is just, it's limitless. So for me, it even pushed me to want more. And I hope that young girls, even my teammates, can see that, you know what, we can too get there. That they can look at me and look at this achievement and want it for themselves. And I hope they do want it for themselves, because I see so much potential in this group, and I know that they will go, and I want them to go beyond 50. I want them to hit the 100 if they can. And it just showed that, you know what, this dream is limitless. Just go for it. And I hope that people, starting, even when you start, I started so late, but it just showed that there's no numbers, you know. If you work hard and you're resilient, you put your head down and dream big. And it scares me to this day. And even when I hear about the 50th guy, I'm scared. I'm scared because it's never something that I ever dreamt of. But I mean, like, if it doesn't scare you, then what will? So for me, is I tap myself in the back. What don't? But sometimes I do forget to celebrate, because I'm constantly, you feel like you're constantly chasing. And you forget how much you have achieved. I have personally do forget to look at what I have achieved, because it's hard. It's hard, and yeah, I just want to just make people proud. And within that, yeah.
So, like, you know, obviously had your job as a nurse, and then you get the contract with the IRA review. I mean, you feel like you're, it seems like you're kind of, you know, form of your life, like, you know, do you feel that? Do you feel like you're hitting 50, and do you feel like you're, you know, maybe training as well as ever, playing as well as ever, yellow cards?
I don't, sorry. To be honest, I always train like I'm on the bench. I always train like I want more. I demand myself more of me. I constantly demand, what can I do better? I constantly want to push myself. And I think it's that mentality. I think we definitely get challenged at training. When you finish, the body's definitely sore. You definitely need to go back and watch the clip, but I think that is a good thing, because you know that whenever you step on the pitch, that I've gone to the well, I have faced worse. So it's so important for me. I never felt like there's definitely peak when you know you're peaking, and I think it's so important to peak at the right time. And it's been definitely a work on and Six Nation, and I think it's important to pick together as a team, and I think we're definitely peaking now, and it's the right time for us to actually go for it. But I think the Six Nation, WSV setups there, and for us to be able to achieve what we need to achieve, it's like a slope. We need to go get the up and down, and actually get the up when it's actually the right time to get those. So I think we're quite excited, and I think I'm just having fun. I'm playing, and I think when you're less stressed and you tend to think less and tend to play more, I get myself to that and take each game, and just, you know, I always feel like I'm just starting, you know. I just feel like, and I say to the girls, like, especially with my position, I'm so young as a prop. Even though I'm going to 50, I feel like I learned how to prop in the big stage. And I first started propping the week before my, 3 days before my first cap. So I feel like I learned my craft on the pitch. For me to even get a 50 cap, and I still feel so young that in my position age, I'm constantly learning. And I say to the girls, like, that's the beauty about this sport, that there's constantly something that you need to learn, to want to improve on. And when you feel like you've done that, then that's it. You know, then you know I'm done with the game. But there's definitely room, always room to learn.
Do you feel like, do you look back and just think like, oh my God, what a whirlwind? Because I feel like from the days we were in College Park together,
we played together.
I know, it's just crazy. To then like a cap in 2019, like that was so quick. Do you look back and just think, oh my gosh?
Definitely. I think starting even like playing colors together. I think when we look back, we're so young, and we're still so young. I think the journey has just gone so fast for me, and I feel like that's why I feel like I haven't looked back, and I feel like I haven't really taken everything in on how important this milestone is, because it's just, I feel like it flew before my eyes. But it's also because with this journey, there's been so much up and down, and there's been so much. Just you get a lot, you get rejection, you get so many things, you get injuries that sometimes is so, when you achieve something and you know what you've gone through to be able to achieve it, that is so hard to actually let it, you're actually feeling the accomplishment and take it in, because when I look back, I'm like, God, it hasn't been an easy journey, but it's really important for me to actually take it in and be proud of myself to have achieved it. and for also other girls to be able, and especially in this team, to know that you know, we're coming now, because when we started, there wasn't, we celebrate, you only get your first cap and you get your second cap, but to say that you get a 50 cap, I think back then for me, I was like, nah, I'd just be happy to get selected. But to sit down in front of you now and say that I'm getting a 50 cap is such an honor. It's not just for me, but it's also for this team, for my coaches that are giving me this opportunity, for my first cap with Adam Gritzy, to my 50 cap with Scott, is honestly, I think you'll never forget. And also the coaches that are giving you this opportunity, it's for really my family, my community, Trinity, that really been there for you, that everyone that really have made this possible for you, for me to be able to sit in front and to be able to achieve this, is something that you always be in awe of them. You know, that has supported you to the good and the bad, but that also have guided you to this milestone. So it's just not for me, but it's for everyone that's been part of it, the journey. And the journey is still continuing.
Amazing. Aoife, how are you? How are you feeling ahead of the second round of the World Cup?
Yeah, I can't wait now. We just had our captain's run this morning and it was really sunny and Toaster. And we weren't in Northampton this week just because we were there last week. So we were in Toaster, who've been so good to us over the last couple of weeks. Really made us feel at home. And yeah, it was really good.
And how was taking to the pitch last week? I was reading an article about you a couple of weeks ago that you spoke about how nervous you were when you first started with Irish rugby. Did those nerves ever go away? Did they kind of come back in full force in this World Cup?
Yeah, probably a bit. Like, I never ever thought I'd play in a World Cup or anything like this. So yeah, it was just so exciting when we got there. There were so many Irish there, it was insane. Like, we came out and there was just green everywhere. It felt like a home game, even better for us. So yeah, it was just amazing, really.
And does that make you feel better, or does that add to the like kind of pressure seeing all the Irish?
Honestly, it was just so, like, I just wanted to kind of be in the moment. I didn't even really think about anything else. It was just, I was just trying to take it all in. Then obviously you're going out to play the first game then like 2 seconds later, so you don't really have time to think about it all or get too nervous, I think, for me anyways. So
amazing. And obviously you had a stellar game last week alongside Eve in that centre. Have you guys kind of gotten very used to each other, kind of cemented that bond in the centre?
Yeah, I've played with Eve now for God, I don't know how long. I'm very used to her. I love playing with her. She kind of allows me to do so much outside her, just because of how good she is. And she was fantastic in attack last week. I'm very lucky I get to play with her. She's someone I used to watch when I was younger, on the 7 series and playing 15s as well. So I'm a big fan. I can't really, I've nothing bad to say about Eve.
Amazing. And then coming into this week, obviously a few changes in the team. How does that feel, kind of going in with a new team? Is it just as solid?
Yeah, definitely. I think it's a nice blend of freshness for us. Obviously the girls who played last week were brilliant, and the girls who are starting this week now have, I think, shown their impact off the bench last week and as well even in the warm-up games. They were brilliant. A good few of them played against Scotland and were fantastic. Like, Elle Perry's come in, she's only been in a few weeks and she's just been fantastic. So I'm delighted for the likes of her and Clee getting their start. And you know, we're going after the same thing this week, fast start again, so yeah.
Yeah, and what are you expecting from Spain? Or?
They have a lot of threats out wide. The girls obviously know a lot of them from the 7 series. They're very good in unstructured play and kind of like that high tempo game. So we're just going to go try put our game out there and hopefully nullify any of their threats.
Amazing. And just on lastly on the World Cup as a whole, what has that experience been like? I know it's obviously your first one, but with the amount of attention that it's getting and the kind of record crowds, what has that been, just what has that felt like?
Yeah, it's really surreal. Like, women's rugby is so well represented over here in England. It's fantastic, like the times the matches are at and how accessible it is to watch. Like, every time we drive through now has a big poster of like the Women's Rugby World Cup on it. So it's just, it's been such an amazing experience so far. And there's a lot of like pinch me moments throughout the weeks and stuff, even and at the opening ceremony and stuff like that. It's just been incredible, really.
Amazing. Well, best of luck at the weekend.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Hi, how are you? How are you feeling ahead of Sunday?
Yeah, I'm good. Very excited. The group's been training really well, and we've obviously got some really exciting milestones with Linda getting her 50th, and it's Sive's birthday today, so we've had lots of things to celebrate.
Did you do anything for the big 21st?
Well, she got an early wake up this morning. We've had some balloons, but we probably saved the big celebrations for tomorrow, hopefully.
Okay, amazing. And how does it feel with Linda getting her 50th? I mean, we got to talk to her yesterday. She's very blasé about it, as she always is. But what's it like having someone in the squad making that kind of big milestone?
It's really important. I think Ireland haven't had that for a while, and obviously it doesn't, it's not like an on-pitch marker that we're going after, but it is something really important for the group, because we want to be able to build the retention of players and have something that other players work towards. And it is an important milestone that we celebrate for Linda. She's a big part of this group. So yeah, it's really special.
Okay, amazing. And I want to ask you, your wife is obviously playing today. Will you be watching the game?
Yes, hopefully I can watch on TV and support her. Yeah, I'm very excited.
What does it feel like watching her take to the pitch? Are you proud? Are you nervous? Obviously you're used to it, but
I think it's more exciting. I wouldn't be too nervous. I mean, we both play, so we kind of understand how it can, you know, anyone can get injured, anything can happen, and you can have a great game, you can have a bad game, but like, you always wish them well and you want them to play well, so we kind of understand the complexities of that when you're preparing for the game. So yeah, I haven't spoken to her too much today. She's been quite busy, but I'll give her a quick ring when I go back in, and very excited to watch her later on.
Amazing. And on that, do you get to see her much, or is it very much you're in your camps? Just the focus for now.
Well, we've been quite lucky this week. Obviously, they moved down to Northampton, so she wasn't too far away. I got to see her one of the evenings, and we got to spend a bit of time together, so that was really good. Yeah.
Okay. Amazing. And I just want to ask you, obviously, your first start in this World Cup. How does that feel? Is it different to last week?
I would say no. Like, the preparation is probably always the same. We've got like really good squad numbers. We've got 32, so we can really prepare each other very well on pitch. Maybe fueling slightly differently for a start, but it's very exciting. Yeah, it's very exciting.
And you had a huge impact off the bench last week. What was kind of running through your mind as you came on? Just give as much as you can.
I was just trying to bring some like physicality, I guess, coming off the bench. I just found it very exciting, to be honest, watching the girls and play so well, and particularly Eve with that intercept try. Like, that gave everyone a lot of energy, I feel. So we were just trying to support the girls as best possible and then bring as much energy as we could when we got on.
And there's been a lot of talk around this game, around kind of whether there's demons from that 2021 game. Do you feel that at all, or is it just you feel like you've grown so much since then that it doesn't even come in?
No, I don't. The first I kind of heard of that was today when I got asked in the other media questions. So I don't think we've, because the group is so different, I don't think we've spoken about it at all, to be fair. And the teams are very different. Like, even from a performance point of view, there wouldn't be any comparisons, I don't feel like, from that time. So no, I don't really think it's something that we were speaking about.
Okay, cool. And I just want to ask you lastly, obviously you're the only squad member who was at that 2017 World Cup. What has been the biggest difference you found here? Like, when you walked onto the pitch last week, what did it feel like? Obviously, such a big crowd. Has it felt really different?
Yeah, definitely. Like, we were quite lucky. We were the home team at the last World Cup that I played in. So we had great support anyway, but I think the support has taken, obviously, a huge step up, even just in terms of the numbers. Everything else about it has also taken like quite a large step up. The local rugby club that we were training in, Toaster RFC, the quality of their facilities and how World Rugby had prepared the environments for each of the team, I think that's taken a massive step up as well. So it's obviously a lot more competitive too. I think women's rugby has moved on a lot since that time.
Amazing. Well, thank you very much, and good luck on Sunday.
Thank you.
Off the Ball Rugby.